We know there are three choices. The first one was the first brother, who was he was a good fellow, and he couldn't resist the temptation, so he went there. Then what happened? He received a lot of stuff. That's my point. Whoever goes there will receive a lot of stuff, because over there we are talking about a king who knows everything but pretends not to. And he's kind. The guy will die, because life is limited. We don't know any real unlimited life. Life has a beginning, therefore it has an end. That's the point. I was nothing. Who was I? Nothing. Everything is given to me, and will be taken away. It. That's why the major part of our activity is reproduction. That's what it is all about, right? So the first guy will die. We are talking about the second guy, which will become arrogant and will think, me? First of all, I'm the king. I'm the son of the king, and I have my kingdom. Why should I follow this guy? Are you listening to the excuse? What is the excuse? What I have, these ownerships, right? What do I have? What? Nothing. When I die, this is here. This is not mine. What will happen to mine? There is no me. This is what we are talking about. Let's hear it.
Returning to the story of the prince who was smitten by a blow from the heart of the king and departed from this world before he was fully endowed with the other excellences. Abridge the tale. After a year, the indignation of that jealous one brought him to the grave. When the king emerged from the state of self-effacement into consciousness, his martial eye had wrought that bloodshed. When the peerless looked at his quiver, he perceived that one arrow was missing from his quiver.
Excuse me, I'm lost. What is the line, the number of the line?
4865.
Yeah. Would you please start from the beginning?
What line
we might be talking? No, the beginning of the paragraph, which will be 4831.
4865.
4865.
Returning to the story of the prince.
The bridge that failed after a year.
Abridge the tale. After a year, the indignation of that jealous one brought him to the grave. When the king emerged from the state of self-effacement into consciousness, his martial eye had wrought that bloodshed. When the peerless looked at his quiver, he perceived that one arrow was missing from his quiver.
What is he talking about? You see, he's playing with everything. Forget the logic. First of all, who will kill this stupid fellow? Of course, His Majesty. Right? But His Majesty doesn't know that he had killed this fellow. You know that? Oh, one of my... You see, it's not natural. We are talking about this fellow. Don't think about that king and how is he doing it and is he just or kind enough or what. Are you listening? It is started with this, that make the story short. This is a long story, that what will happen when you become arrogant. You are there, and you have all the goods that could be given to you. But you become arrogant. Then what? Then that's it. Then God will punish you in all the stuff when they say, He will punish you. What does that mean? How could you explain that punishment with the kindness that we think he has? Oh, look around you. For so many centuries, we make up the stories to do because we want to say he is a kind fellow, but he will break your bones. That's the picture we're giving from him. He is ready to punish you. Why? Because your animal believes in the punishing system. You do it with your children, don't you? When we are talking about the phenomena which is beyond the beyond the beyond of our understanding, giving the adjectives like this to analyze what he's doing? First of all, as far as I know, he's doing nothing. He has done it. Everything is working. So, then the animal will jump in, that ego. Yes?
Where is that arrow? And requested God. He replied, in his throat, for 'tis by thy arrow. The king, whose heart was like an ocean, pardoned him. But, alas, the arrow had struck a vital spot.
This is it. This king is kind.
The arrow has been done his job. He will forgive him, but pity too late for saving him.
Why? There is no simple answer to this why. We are talking about the position of God. We better zip it. Yes.
He was slain, and the king wept in mourning for him. He is all. He is both the slayer and the next of kin.
This is the trick. We are talking about their existence. In their existence, whatever you bring, there is the opposite. Like everything, because every existence is accompanied with non-existence. This is what it is, right? Everywhere. Over there is no opposite. Both are the same. Even existence and non-existence are the same. With becoming non-existence, when I move there, then I become the real existence. Another kind, not this kind. That is the trick. Yes?
For if he be not both, then he is not all. He is both the slayer of people and a mourner. The pale-cheeked martyr was thanking that it had smitten his body and had not smitten that which is real.
Anyone, would you please translate it for me? Read it again, please, the last verse.
The pale-cheeked martyr was thanking that it had smitten his body and had not smitten that which is real.
What are we talking about here? The existence that we are talking about and is this is here for a very brief moment of time. It will change to something else and something else. Where is me? This is the guy I was 70 years ago? Are you listening? So there is no me in this shape. But what about my meaning? Rumi is dead for 800 years. The meaning of his life is here, isn't it? That's what we are talking about. The meaning of something is not that something. It's in the rest of the existence. This is the trick that you should understand. This is not me. This is me. The role that I'm playing is me. Isn't it? What is the meaning of a